The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. Man in Line is open line today till 1 o'clock, so call 66 13 68, text or WhatsApp 166 177, email studio at manxradio.com to have your say on really whatever you want. The floor's yours. Open line till 1 today, and no dynamic pricing here, let me tell you. Well, the starting gun has been fired, although it's long distance. Next year will be the general election. 24th of September 2026. And any politician will get my vote, says Dick, if they only got the 100 students who, after graduating and costing the taxpayer £3 million in university fees, £30,000 each, pay the money back if they don't come to work and pay tax on the Isle of Man. Is that fair? £3 million could go to first-time buyers who want to live and work here, not those who've taken the money for university fees and don't want to live here. Any thoughts on that? Is that fair? I mean, what happens if they come back later? You know. Just regarding the chats we were having yesterday about religious education, RK, divinity, whatever it is, in schools. This is a WhatsApp that just said, John's absolutely right. John called in yesterday. It's our identity. We need to keep our faith and balance out evil. To do this, we need to understand all religions at a young age. And thanks to John for bringing up the subject. Well, any thoughts on that? By all means, do get in touch. And lots of messages didn't get to yesterday, so we'll do some of those, including somebody was mentioning UK-plated vehicles here that may not have tax on them. Well, apparently, if you go to the DVLA website, Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority, I think, is it still in Swansea in Wales? Anyway, apparently, you just punch in the registration, and it will tell you whether it's taxed or not. So presumably, the authorities here would know. Will a British car that's not taxed, is that contravening any regulation on the Isle of Man, I wonder? I mean, they may have insurance or just not taxed. Anyway, thoughts of that. And a note in that just says, religion is the worst thing man's invented. It says 501. The worst thing man's invented. You obviously never drove an Austin Allegro. Matt's on now. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on. I'm just here to tell people about a new sort of helpline that's coming, or actually has just started. It's called In Your Shoes. It's for COVID injury people to get together and share stories and hopefully support one another and actually get some real help along the way, because quite frankly at the moment there is none. It starts next Thursday on the 2nd of October, 6:15 p.m. at the Ramsey Cottage Hospital training room. So if anybody would like to go to that, the thing is, it is online, so people can find it. In Your Shoes, that is. And any with COVID injuries that they know of, or suspect so, it'd be really good to see you and hear from you.
Okay, are you behind this, Matt? Is it your idea?
No, this is my wife. She's been working for 4 years on this, and it's been really, really hard to get anywhere. A lot of people think it was all, anxiety in your heads and gaslighting and things, but we're finally getting somewhere, and she's done incredibly well with the help of her friend Natalie. They've done amazing jobs. They've been trying to help people, fill out forms and things. It'd be amazing how many people don't know how to do that,
right?
Or don't know where to go. So she's been helping out with that. Now I'm a husband. So she's done an incredible job. I just thought I'll get this out there for her.
So tell me, what role have the authorities played in all this? What do they feel about all this?
In the beginning, it was quite really at arm's length. No one really wanted to know anything. In fact, we've had a lot of hindrance, if nothing else. But in recent times, it's been undeniable. We picked up the evidence. The proof is all there in paper. They can't ignore it anymore. And they've finally agreed to meet up with her to actually just at least get some help for these people. It's not physical, you know, actually some sort of treatment, at least some mental, because the strain of the pain that most of these people are in is very debilitating, especially on their heads, because they're now a fraction of their former selves. My wife, who was a very active individual, doing just about everything, could do work a full day and then go out for a nice cycle at a job. Now she's about 80% time in bed of the day. And even then, she's tired all the time and in chronic pain. She doesn't know a day without pain. So, as far as
In Your Shoes is concerned, I mean, just to kind of pricey, to in layman's terms, what, as far as In Your Shoes are concerned, what was the damage done?
The damage done is when they took the vaccine without what has been noted that's not. Full knowledge, consent. Yeah. That people didn't really know what they were fully signing up for.
Yeah.
And obviously told that it was safe and effective, which we now know, as the Daily Mail has published, that it was not. And these people come down with, God, a multitude of different injuries. I mean, my wife has got fibromyalgia now, some people have. I mean, three people who I'm certain die from it. Not really, but a lot of these people.
Okay. All right. We better dash because your phone seems to be drifting here, there and everywhere. But we'll just... It's Thursday the 2nd, 6:15 p.m, Ramsey Cottage Hospital in the training room. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you. Yes, that'd be great.
Good to hear from you, Matt. Thanks for your opinion today. And if you want to find out more about that, you heard the details. Thursday the 2nd, next Thursday, 6:15 p.m, Ramsey Cottage Hospital in the training room. The plans to expand funding for apprenticeships to larger employers were unveiled at the government conference. We've been talking about this, seems like, for years on Man in Line. It's hoped that the move will boost the number of Earn While You Learn opportunities. Support for businesses will be able to offer apprenticeships has been under fire in recent weeks, particularly from the construction industry. Good to hear that. Ramsey commissioners were pleased about how the first of their public accountability meetings went. 15 people showed up at the town hall. It was live stream questions ranging from the Northern Civic Immunity site to the farmers market. So if you were there, it'd be good to hear from you. We talk about jobs for people on the Isle of Man. This is Texter 993, work permits and things like that. I think it reached a peak during COVID, but I wonder how many are employed from overseas, some as far as Eastern Europe, working from home via computer links. It has to be hundreds, says a listener in the South, working from home. I wonder. And a WhatsApp from Terry, who just said, between being priced out on houses and low wages plus immigration, the generational Manx people are becoming extinct from the Isle of Man as they're all moving away for houses and job opportunities. I think it's disgusting. That's Terry. This is Andreas, who just said, you reported on the Chief Constable's concern over drugs coming into the Isle of Man. Well, that was certainly brought up at the government conference, particularly mentioned Liverpool gangs. So it's interesting that every time I return to the Isle of Man from Liverpool, I get my car pulled over and inspected. I asked them, is it for drugs? And they were told bluntly by the young lady opening the overnight bag and going through the shaving kit, no. Terrorism. My wife and I are pensioners. We drive in newish, Manx-registered car that perhaps the many vans that rattle by each and every time we're being searched, perhaps that will be a better place to look. Perhaps the Chief Constable with a steam packet would care to consider drug searches at Liverpool instead of, quote, terrorism. Because I can't think of a terrorist attack on the Isle of Man, particularly by pensioners. You had any experience of anything like that? I just wonder what your thoughts are. The indoctrination of children into one religion should not happen in schools. Education should be teaching children about different religions and cultures without bias. I'd withdraw any children of mine from lessons teaching Christianity as truth and ignoring other beliefs. And 508 texted, I'm a Bride resident and walk my dogs at Cranstall every day. There seems to be an awful lot of people camping down there lately, which is great when they tidy up, but somebody stayed down there for about a month in an old white T4 VW with a big inflatable awning fitted to the side. I think it got ripped a bit in the wind that we had. They've driven off and left loads of rubbish lying there along with the old awning. If it helps the man who's camping down there, he had a big brown dog. I'm not sure what type of dog, but he's left an absolute mess and it doesn't look like he's coming to collect it. 508. Do you know anything about that? A T4 VW that was there for about a month with an inflatable awning and they've left rubbish. Why would you do that? Why would anybody think that's a great idea? Cranstall's fantastic. Have you filled out our survey yet? It's a year to go to the general election. I might have mentioned it yesterday. We'd like to hear what you think, what matters to you. So there's a short survey at manxradio.com on the website. Which issues do you want to see addressed in candidates' manifestos? If your current MHKs choose to stand again, would they have your support? Your views will guide our election coverage in the months ahead, so let us know what's important to you, what information will help you make your decision when the time comes. Find the survey at manxradio.com. Be really happy to hear what you have to say. Still haven't found out, by the way, who that was that did the fly-tipping at Niarbal. By the round table. It was Dolby, wasn't it? By the round table. Who was that? What sort of person did that? And what made anybody think it was the thing to do? Have you got any thoughts? Text, email, call, WhatsApp.
Hello, this is Doug Farragher. In conjunction with Manx Radio, I'd like to invite you to join us and learn something about our native Gaelic tongue, the language of man.
Hello, yes, what's your name? Sorry, hello, what's your name?
Susan Crane.
Susan, hi Susan. What's on your mind?
I just want to put something out there, please. One of the other local radio stations recently put a headline on the news page concerning our business. We have a Christmas tree farm and a business in the north of the island. And they picked up on something we put on Facebook, our own post on Facebook. And sadly, their headline was very detrimental to our business. And I just want to put it out there that if you come to the Christmas tree farm in the north, we are open for business this year. We are not closed. We've had calls already asking us if we're closed this year. And we are not closed. We've got the usual, we have a full Christmas experience here for the kids. We are still selling trees. We're having to import smaller sized trees from Scotland because we're in between. We've got lots of big trees. We have imported trees and we buy them from our sapling supplier. We bought trees off them for about the last 12, 13, 14 years. We are open for business. The people that come to us will know exactly where we are because it's a day out, it's a trip for the family. We have fun games and stable grottos and we have donkey and yeah. So we just want to clarify, we are definitely open this year.
Happy to do that, Sue. Thanks for calling. Yes.
Thank you.
It is now 21 minutes past 12 on Manx Radio, Man in Line. Passports are essential for air travel nowadays. Bring them in for all travellers coming to the Isle of Man, says Jerry. That's the way to do it. The other day, the topic was AI, which will affect jobs. Today, it's more workers. Politicians are featuring on the radio more and more, says G. I think you find politicians are always on the radio, aren't they? Really? Well, they are on this radio station anyway. We should be encouraging and training our own people in skills. We used to train our own nurses on the Isle of Man. Now we import, we've trained some, says this correspondent, but we import nurses. Our own young people are leaving and we're importing workers. It's ridiculous. Well, point taken, but you can't force people, can you, 068? You can't force Manx youngsters to do certain jobs. They will do what they want to do. Let's face it. And we import workers sometimes to do the jobs that Manx youngsters simply don't want to do. It's also a fact that a reasonably qualified Manx youngster can vault straight into the finance industry and earn decent money. So a lot of the other jobs don't pay as much as that. So what do you do? If we do need workers, and we do need workers, we can't get them from the Isle of Man. They can't all be robots, can they? Tony's on now. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
Well, what a lovely day.
Yes, it is. I just wanted to point out that Bonzo's description of religions yesterday is exactly why we need to educate our children. Christianity started with Judaism, and that was there before Christianity. That's why Jesus was a Jew. And the other thing is, he referenced that Muslims, Islam, that only appeared in 600 AD, and Islam is in two schisms, but probably more than that actually, but there's two main ones, Shia and, I can't remember the other
Sunni.
One. The Shiites one and
Sunni.
Sunni's the other one. Well done, Andy. So you went to school and went to Ara.
I always, you know, remember, whenever I think of Islam, I always think of Sunni and Shia. Sunni and Shia.
Thank you very much. Good memory there. I'll remember that. So all the other religions pretty well in the world predate Christianity. So you've got the ones in India, etc., etc. They were a very, very clear society long before we were getting out of mud huts and getting the mud off our faces. So the idea that Islam was part of Christianity or same sort of time frame is nothing. It's absolutely rubbish. Christianity came first. In fact, Muslims use some of the Old Testament and think Jesus, in their religion, Jesus is one of the prophets. He's not Jesus, but he's a prophet, one of their prophets. So there's quite a few things that we need to understand about religion, because it's very important in today's world that you understand what people are saying and why they are saying it if they are talking about religion. I just can't believe that nobody from the government thinks that's a good idea. And certainly the bishop should be getting a vote to say, yes, we need religion in schools. I'm not suggesting one specific religion, but we need religious education to understand the world that we've got today and the different schisms that are out there, which belong to different parties and different beliefs. I mean, it's sensible to do that, I think. And having Bonzo give us a lecture on things like that, he really should do his research first and understand it.
So do you think there should be religious education in school?
100%. For the very reason I've just reiterated. You need to understand what those religions believe in so you can understand where people are saying things, whether they be what you think they should be doing or not. If you don't understand where they're coming from, how are you going to have any discussions with them? You're going to end up with another war. We need to understand other religions other than the one that we've been told we are. So you've got to have education. That doesn't mean you have to ram it down children's throats, but you've got to say, there's this lot here. Some of them are very, very left-wing. Some are very, very right-wing, whatever. It doesn't matter. But what you need to do is say there are X number of religions, and there's quite a few other people who are out there who don't believe in any of this stuff, who believe in something else.
Yeah.
And some people don't believe in anything, except that you should have a rule of law, or even no rule of law. So it beggars belief that anybody in education doesn't think you need religious education. And I'm not saying a specific religion. You just need to know what they are, because that's what you're supposed to be teaching.
Right.
Younger children, there's different things out there.
Did you, when you were at school, did they have a daily, was there a religious service? Did
Every morning we had assembly, prayer, Lord's Prayer, and sung a hymn. Every morning when I was in school. I went to a school in Douglas. Bottom of Crullins Hill.
Right.
No, I won't tell you the school.
St. Thomas's. Yeah,
so I went to a church school.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I learned most of my issues about about religion, I learned from living in different countries. I lived in the Middle East. I've lived in India. I've lived in the Far East. And they, when you live there, you are immersed in their religion. Doesn't mean you have to do it. You don't have to join in, but you need to know about it.
What about the thinking, though, Tony, that, I mean, in the West, we are becoming more secular, aren't we? Are we becoming more secular?
Well, I think we should become more secular. I don't have a problem with that. I think everybody, if you believe that the Earth is flat, that's up to you. Everybody should be allowed to do exactly what they want in their beliefs. That doesn't mean they should impose them on anybody else. And everybody should be free to worship whatever gods they want, whether it be the gods from the Celts or the gods from today. I don't really mind. What bothers me is when people start telling you, this is the only true religion. That really scares me.
So
that shouldn't be the case.
Education, not evangelism.
Correct. Education, education, education. And not by somebody who thinks they know what they're talking about. It needs to be based on, and it shouldn't be one-sided. It shouldn't be, I don't like this, therefore I'm not going to teach you about it. Or I think it's wonderful, therefore you should all learn about it. It should be very, very balanced. Because everybody has different beliefs. Even the ones who are religious have different beliefs. There's dozens of different sects in the Muslim religion, dozens of them. And there is quite a few in Christians as well. So, you know, you just got to believe in what you want and just go along as you see fit. But we shouldn't be ramming anything down children's throats. Like, we shouldn't be ramming sex education down children's throat and telling them there's 52 sorts of women when there's not. So, you know, we tend as a society to pick up on something and then go shout about it and say this is what we need to be doing, we should do this or we should do that. And unfortunately there's a lot of, shall we say, minorities who think if you shout loudest you get listened to, and we tend to bend to that, and I don't know why. Certainly in education we do.
Okay.
The other thing, Andy, you've got I tried to go and look at this thing about the government and what you think about where we want to go and all.
Oh,
the
on the website, yeah.
Yes, I can't find it. All I can find is something that says Facebook, and I don't do Facebook.
No, if you literally go to our front page, there's a thing there that says Isle of Man General Election. What do you think?
Okay, I'll get in there.
Click on that.
It's amazing, isn't it, that you've got all these people coming out and saying what we want to hear a year before the general election.
Well, what a surprise.
That's shocking. I think it's shocking. I think they should all just resign now, and then we'll just meander on until we get to the general election, because they're not worth the paper they're written on, any of them.
Right.
And they basically are not telling the truth either, unfortunately.
All right.
I just wish they'd tell the truth.
Good to
you
hear
take care,
you.
Andy.
Thanks for calling.
And I'm sure
today.
There'll be a few more on.
Thanks for calling. 29 minutes past 12 on Man in Light. Oh, Dewan's with us now. Hello, Dewan.
How are you, Andy?
Very well, very well. I wish I were outside in the sunshine.
There you go. Well, you'll be off air shortly. You can go make up for it. And just listening over the last couple of weeks, I just had a little bit of time off, and just listening to a lot of the stuff that's been going on. And I think we've got quite a lot of religious people that phone into the show, because the amount of people that say to me, oh my God, Jesus, Bonzo's back on again. It's amazing the amount of religious people that are on the show, isn't it? And is that true, Andy? I believe the Jeremy Vines figures on Radio 2 go up, actually, when Bonzo comes on for 5 minutes.
Not that I've heard of. Not that I've heard of. Actually, funny you say that. I was looking the other day at what they call the RAJAR, which is the radio audience figures, yeah. And I think the sound of weeping you can hear is Jeremy Vines' production team. Anyway, go on.
Very good, very good. Yeah, and just listen to a few things. I mean, this religious conversation has sparked off, obviously, since Charlie Kirk, murder or assassination of Charlie Kirk, whichever you want to put it down to. And I think this is going to bubble on and reverberate quite a lot. But I'm just going to tie a few things in there. You're talking about Bonsai there before being on. And I've been very distasteful when he talks about Peter Murcott and people like that as just, well, Murcott. And I think, was it Mark that came on last week, or was it Andy that came on talking about not being religious? And I think it's just disrespectful to someone who's a clever and educated person and is always very respectful when he talks to other people, that people come on and talk about Peter like that. And that brings me on to the subject of Lizzie Shimmin and the conversation of what she said on a public media site the other week. And to just ask you, Andy, if you were, bearing in mind that we've had this problem on Manx Radio before, if you were to say on air, Charlie Kirk should rot in hell, do you think you'd be allowed back on next week?
Well, I mean, two things. I would never, because I don't pass comment like that. If anything disrespectful is said, then it's subject. I mean, we're covered by statute. CURA, the Communications Utilities Regulatory Authority, monitor. Anybody can complain to CURA any time. By the way, if you ever want to complain, you go to the boss at Manx Radio, and if you don't hear what you want to hear, you can then go to CURA. We're covered by statute and organisations, so people basically keep their temper and are respectful, by and large.
And this is my point here, Andy, very, very, very quickly on that, respectful in the public domain. And I think this is where this has gone, is respect in the public domain. And that's what this was all about. Whether you support the religious views or Charlie Kirk or whatever, it's respectful talk in the public domain among others. And I think this was the key issue with what's gone on there. And that ties in with people like Bonsai coming on here and others talking about, people the way they do. And just tying on that one, Bonzo, I believe, rattles on about being part of Whitehall legislation and working for Whitehall years ago. And, when it goes on about legislation and stuff, that's purely half the problem that we have, is too much legislation and over-legislation, and the talk that he comes out with is the rhetoric that we really want to wind back in. And that's the problem that I think we have with a lot of that. We don't really want all that talk. The other point, just quickly before you move on, I'm sure you've got others on the line. I noticed the new political party just made its announcement yesterday. Was it Mitch Sorby? Had made an announcement about his new political party.
Go on.
And that's interesting, and people are now starting to go forward, and I know you know as well as I do that there's a few parties that are gathering pace now. And I just say to them all, if everyone is of a like-minded opinion of what's going on and where the journey and the pathway should be or where we want to go, they need to work together, because if we have too many fraction groups setting up, it's not going to work. Everyone needs to be consolidated to get this mess sorted out. And I believe this mess, if you get rid of ESGs and DEIs and all this here nonsense, then we would perform a lot better. People are performing for not the island people, but for the paymasters, if you will, and other people. But I think if people are aligned and there's going to be two or three parties setting up, they need to really consolidate. And I think Mitch did say that about people, you know, coming together and rowing the boat in the same way, which you've said on here quite a few times. So I just hope that people do. We're now going to see a surge of people coming forward, and that's good and that's healthy, and that's democracy. So, you know, let's see how this rolls on. And just a quick point on the I wasn't at the conference this year, but again, the same talk we've had this year on that we had 12 months ago when I spoke to Jane Pearl Wilson about facial recognition. But now we're talking about ID and facial recognition and ANPR. I 150% agree that we should have some border controls. We definitely need some controls if who's coming into the island. We're not flooded with drug cartels recently. We've always had a drugs problem here. This has gone on for a long time. Do we need to address it? Absolutely. Do we need to protect our borders? Yes. Overreach of government? I think that's coming there somewhere. I just think we have to be mindful of what we do to protect our borders.
Okay. Thanks, Sir Chewin.
Take care, Andy. Cheers, see you soon.
23 minutes before one. A note in from Ollie, who just said, well, if we're going to monitor people that come in, there are authorised people that come in on authorised vessels, i.e. aeroplanes and boats. What about the people who come in unauthorised? About the ribs that come from perhaps Cumbria, or perhaps Northern Ireland, or perhaps Scotland? What about old, do you remember the old romantic, the guy who came over little bicycle, didn't he? His sea bicycle, he came over. Did he come all the way? Well, we don't know, do we? So who monitors that? Is there any way of monitoring the ribs that come in that are unauthorised and where they land? Ollie's thought. Oh, talking of boats, the bumper boats at Oncombe Park are going to be remaining open at the park. The commissioners aren't closing them. There was a rumour that Oncombe's bumper boats were going to be closed. Board members at Oncombe were told that there are issues with the brackets and the mounts to keep the engine attached to the boat. They were reported during the summer, and some of them are now classed by staff as being beyond economic repair. So the commissioner said the boats and hulls are about 30 years old, but the engines were replaced in 2021. Officers say that some of the boats have had to be taken out of action due to damage to the hulls and the brackets. So we watch this with interest. The bumper boats at Oncombe Park.
You've worked hard all morning in IT, doing computery things, or in retail, assisting ungrateful customers, or doing whatever it is you lovely people do. But now, it's lunchtime, and you, my friend, deserve something special from Smash and Fry. Take your lunch to a new level with our delicious pizzas, fried chicken, smash burgers, and milkshakes. Lunchtime is your time. Visit Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. You deserve it.
Corkill and Callow are the longest-serving funeral directors on the island, relied upon during the most difficult times. We understand that nobody wants to arrange a funeral. That's what we're here for. Our small, friendly team are here to support you, making a challenging time more manageable. With our base in Ramsey and now open in Ballasalla, let us take care of everything so that you can focus on what matters most. Call Corkill and Callow on 855 354.
Bigger jackpots, more prizes, more chances to win. There's never been a better time to play the Hospice Lottery. We've now doubled the number of guaranteed monthly cash prizes to over 100, which means you now have the best ever odds for winning prizes. Plus, our monthly rollover jackpots build up to an incredible £10,000. Tickets are just £5, so don't miss out and help a great local cause too. Visit hospice.org.im now.
Players must be over 16. Terms and conditions apply.
Bottle Faulty here. Along with Sybil and Manuel, we'll be creating a haphazard three-course, two-and-a-half-hour comedy dining experience on the Steam Railway this Sunday lunch on the 28th of September. £69 per person departing from Douglas Railway Station at 12:10, returning possibly by 14:40. To book, call Anne at the Ticket Hall on 697-457. Bon appetito. See you there.
Gilg,
the Manx Gaelic. Ginian Amera, the mother tongue of Alian Vanin, the Isle of Man. You can catch up with more of Manx Radio's Manx language programmes in the weekly podcast, Abershen Rish. Say that again.
Abershen Rish.
Shene, that's the one.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Stephen's with us now. Hello, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Andy, and good afternoon, listeners. I was sitting patiently listening to Dewan, and I thought some of it can't go unchallenged. I think, firstly, we've got to remember that Man in Line is an opinion programme, and it's always interesting to hear other people's views. But one particular aspect of Julian's comments, I think, shouldn't go unchallenged. After all, online, on Facebook, on social media, somebody that's been leading this diatribe against this young commissioner in Ramsey has been he himself. And it did generate an enormous amount of comments, mainly of a right-wing, bigoted nature. Now, what I thought was interesting was that after those that unfortunate comment was made, it was on our own page, I believe, Ramsey commissioners held an accountability meeting. And what interested me the most was there was 15 people attended. I just read that this morning. So it was hardly any relationship to the comments that were made on social media. And it struck me, Andy, and listeners, that possibly social media is becoming less representative of what people think generally. But I do feel that some people in positions of authority and able to make decisions do listen to it out of all proportion to its true reflection of what society is thinking. And I'm actually thinking about two things that if we let social media drive our policies, we're moving very right wing to a frightened of people coming into the island, talking ourselves into a surveillance society, saying that we need controls, frightened of people. We're in the middle of the Irish Sea, within the common travel area. Yes, it's right and proper that the authorities have intelligence-led operations. Yes, it's right that they do that. But some people have a bottle of wine, which is legal. Others do have recreational drugs. Now, I just think we're on the wrong track, because I believe that they're going to want to have more wings at the prison built, which will cost great expense. So I do think there should be a public inquiry into our drugs policy and also our penal policy. And I would hope that some politicians will pick this up, not have an isolated policy of one particular aspect, but a whole question and a proper debate with taking specialist evidence of what is required from our penal policies, because we can't go on imprisoning people for minor amounts. After all, there was recently, I believe, a committee that looked at it, and the recommendation was to have a different policy from the courts, but it doesn't seem to be coming forward in any meaningful way. So that's the first point. Secondly, I go back to what I said a few moments ago. We are talking ourselves into a surveillance society. We are always fairly right-wing in our outlook. And with our new incomers, a lot of them have these right-wing tendencies from the UK. And we're almost in danger of pulling the drawbridge up from Isle of Man PLC and saying, nobody's welcome. It's pathetic to think we should ask coachloads of visitors to the island to provide ID in coming to visit the island. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I hope and pray that some of our politicians are prepared to say so, because no one, that's one of my biggest complaints and criticisms, I suppose, of our current politicians. They're not, as Tony Benn used to say, some politicians are signposts, some are weather vanes. But a number of them seem to be weather vanes and blowing in the wind, which is ever the current popular viewpoint on Facebook. And as I say, for the reasons I've outlined with the low turnout at Ramsey, let's stop paying so much attention to comments on Facebook. And we are talking ourselves into ID controls, facial recognition, a number plate recognition. It's not needed. Of course we should have intelligence-led policing. That's right and proper. But let's stop this attitude that we're somehow in danger on the island. I think in one of the last reports I read, we've got something like the lowest crime rate in Western Europe,
yeah.
Never mind in the UK. And yet this clamour for more ID and knowing who's here. Why do I want to know who's staying down in the Sefton? Or does anybody want to know? Why do they want to know who's enjoying looking at our scenery at Niarble or Castletown or Ramsey? Why do they need to know this? We'll be employing an army of people like the Stasi used to do in East Germany to watch all the people that's coming here if we're not careful.
Just going back to the subject of drugs and talking about people getting prosecuted for possessing small amounts for personal use. How can you reconcile that, and what do you think should happen then if we are going to prosecute drug importers, pushers, the people who push hard drugs, for example, if they're going to get put in prison? I mean, how do you square that with the fact that there are some recreational drugs that are almost, the use of which is almost waved through in society?
Well, it doesn't seem to be getting waved through in our society, does it? That's the whole point. I think there was a committee that made recommendations, but these recommendations haven't filtered through to the various authorities and the judiciary who are passing the sentences. And the question mark over the big drug dealers, possibly we should have a reciprocal agreement with the UK where we transfer those people who are convicted of importing big quantities of drugs back to the UK, and we'll take back Parliament citizens convicted in the UK. Possibly that is some option, but it's not working. What I'm saying, Andy, is you don't know the answers because you need a proper committee who will look at all these things with taking expert witnesses. It's not one for discussion. Of course, we can discuss it on the Manning Line, but when we want to look at it in detail, it's got to be a review carried out by Timwald and led by the government. The government haven't led enough big topics to discuss. That's one of my criticisms of this particular administration. We've not made any progress with anything. We've not made progress with housing. We've not made progress with the penal policy. We've not really made any progress with tourism because lots of those in the hospitality sector are complaining. So, yes, I say let's have a proper penal review which will include drug sentencing and drug use. That's where we need to go. That's what Timwald's for. It's to consider these issues properly, not led by Facebook people who, it's easy to make a comment, it's a throwaway comment, it's typing while you're having a glass of wine or a cup of tea. Yeah. We need more policy and information-led decisions.
All right. Stephen, thanks for calling today. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
10 to 1 now. A note in from Penny who said, what was this about Mitch Sorby? Well, apparently Mitch Sorby has launched a new political party in the Isle of Man, aiming to address the needs of the island's residents for the next parliament. The party is going to be led by Mitch Sorby, a local businessman, of course, seeking to focus on economic growth, environmental protection and community strengthening. And the party's mission is to run the Isle of Man from communities up, not Tynwald down.
Ever wonder, have you got what it takes to be a firefighter, part-time or full-time? Come along to our Come and Try session, 25th of September at Douglas Fire Station, and visit gov.im/jobs.
It's the perfect time to plant spring bulbs and winter pansies, and there's a wide range available at Ramsey Garden Centre, plus a full range of garden essentials for indoor and out, including battery lights. Visit Ramsey Garden Centre, open 7 days a week.
Do you remember the deals that we have in September?
B&B Furniture is bringing a groove to your home with our incredible September sale. Save big on sofas, dining sets, beds and more. Quality furniture at prices worth dancing about. But hurry, when September ends, so do these deals. B&B Furniture, style, comfort and savings you'll never forget. B&B Furniture, September sale, now on. September.
Hi Liz, I see you've had your garage converted.
We're desperate for more room.
Yes. Come through and have a look. John called Manx Property Conversions. We now have an extra bedroom, but it could be another reception room, kids' playroom or office. They also did our conservatory roof last year. We were so impressed, we got them back to convert the garage.
Wow, I need that. What's their number again?
Call MPC on 450500. That's 450500. Or find them on Facebook at Manx Property Conversions.
The latest edition of Manx Radio's Breath Mindfulness podcast with Karen Hardman is available now.
Feel your body heavy and relaxed. Breathe in and be aware of the space around you.
This month's podcast is for comfort and relaxation. Brought to you by the Good Health Store on Station Road in Port Erin.
Breathe in and tell yourself something lovely. If you're struggling with this, what would you say to someone who you love?
The latest in the Breath Mindfulness series with Karen Hardman, and available now at manxradio.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
7 minutes to one. It's hard to believe in over 10 years there are people who still don't know that English cars don't have paper tax discs in their window. Haven't had them since 2014, so it might look like the cars aren't taxed compared to a Manx registered car when they are. It's not that much of a concern if people have only just noticed it. The police do checks automatically, but if you want to waste half an hour, says Derek, look the number up on the DVLA website. Give yourself a cup of tea while you do it. Hey, Bonzo's on now. Hi, Bonzo.
Oh, hello. Yes. It was very interesting earlier listening to Juan discussing 5.5 minutes of my supposed errors and my disrespect, supposedly, in a hugely disrespectful manner, actually, which I, then again is quite typical of the half-educated, MAGA, brainwashed, arrogant, narcissistic foghorn that he is. He spouts utter rubbish, which has been acquired from a variety of silly sources, kind of people like Tommy Robinson, for example. I dare say that's where he was away at over the past couple of weeks, busy attending Tommy Robinson rallies and Charlie Kirk's bizarre memorial service, which I think everyone can agree is probably the most different memorial service to anyone that there's ever been, ever. The disrespect from him is, well, I'm afraid it's just indicative of the idea that anyone who has sort of any experience, any qualification, or any knowledge about anything that counts as his, you know, it should be just sort of dismissed as another expert, another blowhard. Oh, and when we get to that as well, of course, one of the other of this ilk, Tony, with his total misreading, pretty total misreading and mishearing of what I actually said, which was that Islam, like Christianity, had derived from Judaism. Yes, it derived some instances from Christianity, but given that Christianity derived from Judaism, it's all part of the same thing. So I think his also his comments on religious education. Well, he was arguing against some of mine, and strangely enough, he then argued himself into agreeing some of mine. But of course, he didn't understand it. That yes, what I was saying was there should be education about religions. And about other religions and the concept of religion, but not education in a religion as such, which is the kind of thing that the Education Act 1944, with its idea of every day at school will begin with an act of Christian worship, and that religious education really would be focused on Christianity. That's the kind of thing that I was talking about.
Okay.
But if we're talking about what's coming up about the election, people like Druin and his constant misinformation that is put on this programme, you were talking about Cura references, you're going the right way about getting one.
Thanks for calling today, Bonzo. It's good to hear from you. At least those who need medicinal cannabis are now able to do so. However, the hard Class A drugs and ketamine, these are dangerous drug suppliers and the ones the police are trying to stamp out, says CC. You can't access that political survey from the app. You need to go to the website. I did say that. Go to manxradio.com, not the app, if you want to vote for this stuff about the election. Right, that's it now. Have a respectful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks to Howie on the phone. W-I-N-T.